Crawford stores are everywhere. And Crawford Clothes are on the air with 30 Minutes in Hollywood, featuring George Jessel, Norma Talmadge, and their all-star cast. Tonight's broadcast originates from New York, where Mr. Jessel will select a new outfit of Crawford Clothes. Between the acts, you'll hear news of Crawford's greatest summer clearance sale. But first, on with the show.
George Jessel and Norma Talmadge, after a year in Hollywood, return to New York.
Well, Normandy, here we are, back in little old New York. I can't wait to see old Broadway, and I hope it'll be vice versa.
You're so changeable, George. In a couple of weeks, you'll be lonesome for the Palms out in California.
Don't worry, dear. As soon as I see my relations, the Palms will be out here, too, I guarantee you.
You can't blame your folks. They think you're rich. You had no right to tell those newspaper people you bought a horse.
Well, I did buy a horse. Bought him from my uncle's bakery wagon, that was all.
Then you should have told the newspapers to print that instead of Jessel buys thoroughbred to meet War Admiral.
Well, supposing War Admiral does meet my poor old uncle's horse, will it hurt him? Say, you met me, didn't you?
Yes, and it didn't help.
All right, all right. Not going to have any argument about horses. Let's walk down Broadway.
See Chinatown. Get the bus here for Chinatown and the Bowery. See Chinatown and the Bowery.
Excuse me, Miss Thomas, I'm from the Variety. I want to get some dope on you. Say, who were some of the leading men who appeared with you when you were in pictures?
Well, it was Eugene O'Brien, Conrad Nagel, Edmund Lowe, Ronald Coleman.
Hey, they're swell-looking fellas, aren't they?
Yes, very handsome men.
Well, then tell me, Miss Talmadge, how did you come to marry...
All right, young man, all right. Yeah, Miss Talmadge and I were married, things were bad all over. You satisfied?
Say, I'd like to have a little dope on you, too, Jessel. Say, how long have you been on the stage?
Since I was 9 years old.
Hey, that's an awful long time ago, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Tell him how old you are, Dave. He'd be surprised.
Well, just how do you mean that? Well, anyway, young man, I don't know my correct age. I lost my birth certificate when I was going up a hill one time.
Yes, with the Rough Riders.
No, it wasn't at all. It was with the Burlesque Show. But anyway, you see this Times Square that we're coming to? Well, when I first came around here, there was nothing going on at all. And as I look at it this minute, it still goes.
Well, I guess that's all I need, but I will say that you folks seem to be getting along swell.
That's right. The only thing I wonder about is, Norma, will you still love me when I'm old and homely?
Well, don't I?
Young man, don't print that. Don't print that.
I won't. I'll just say how well Miss Talmadge is looking. Well, so long. Thank you.
Fresh cub reporter, one of those Johnny newcomers. He'd had a fine chance with the newspaper fellas I used to know, Brisbane, Munsey, Bennett, Pulitzer, Randall Wolf, Sime Silverman, and that crowd.
Look, dear, there's little Josephine. I envy the thrill she's having. 9 years old and visiting New York for the first time.
Oh, I'll bet she's just scared to death. Let's show her around the town. Josephine! Josephine Starr, come up here. Josephine, tell me, how do you like this great big city so far?
Oh, it's all so wonderful. I don't know where to look first. It's definitely bewildering. Totally beyond my comprehension. Its very magnitude, it's exhilarating.
Josephine, I told you a million times not to use that silly baby talk. Why do you do it?
Tell me about all the theaters we're passing, Mr. Jessel.
Go ahead, Blue Book. Here's a good chance to show off your billboard memory.
Okay, Josephine, now you're on 42nd Street. If you look up here to your right, you'll see the George Cohan Theater. I saw him play there, and a prince there was. See that pineapple stand? That's where the box office used to be, see?
Look at that old, old man in the wheelchair.
Oh, Georgie. Say, Georgie.
I think he's speaking to you, George.
Are you calling me, sir?
Why, hello, Georgie. How are you? Don't you remember me? Say, we was kids together with Gus Edwards.
This old gentleman has got me mixed up with someone else. I'm glad to have seen you again, old man. Anyway, now on the left of that pineapple stand, Josephine, is the Astor Theater, where I saw Raymond Hitchcock and the Red Widow. And a little beyond the next pineapple stand is the Globe, where Montgomery and Stone used to play. And that little theater to your left is the Gaiety, where Frank Bacon played 3 years in Lightning.
Mr. Jessel, what theater is Abe's Irish Rose playing in?
Oh, honey, Abe's Irish Rose moved out 10 years ago to let in Tobacco Row. Now, look. See that place almost right in front of us? Hammerstein's Victoria. I played there, too. And it was there I saw Bert Williams, Ruth St. Dennis, Gertrude Huffman, Wilkie Bard, ever so many great artists. There's another pineapple stand right next door to that, too.
All those men selling pineapple juice seem to know you, Mr. Jessel.
Well, surely they do, Josephine. They used to be ticket speculators and had seats on the stock exchange. Now, Josephine, Later on, I'm going to take you across the street to the top of that building. That's the famous Ziegfeld roof, you see? But first, look to your left. See down there? See that bank? Or right past it is the Metropolitan Opera House, where all the greatest singers in the world appear.
Did you ever appear there, Mr. Jeffers?
Well, I should say I did. The opera was...
Now, George.
Well, the opera was a benefit for the NBA. But anyway, I used to go there a great deal, and I still do when I'm in New York.
Were you ever there, Miss Talmadge?
Yes, Josephine. I used to have a yearly subscription, and I always heard Bori and La Traviata. Traviata, dear, you know, is the story of Camille and one of the pictures I made.
All right. Now, Josephine, before Miss Talmadge starts to tell you about the Vitagraph Company and John Bunny, you listen to me. I saw Tita Ruffo at the Met one time, and I heard him sing. I'll never forget his voice. I can hear it now. La 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 la. Presto bottega che l'alba è già presto. La 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 la. Bravo Figaro, bravo bravissimo. Bravo Figaro, bravo bravissimo. Fortunatissimo, fortunatissimo, fortunatissimo per verità. La 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 la. A te fortuna, a te fortuna, a te fortuna non mancherò. Sono il fattato della città. Sono il fattato della città, della città, della città. That aria was from the Barbara Seville, Josephine.
I know it. And then later on in the opera, Rosina sings Una Voce Poco Fa.
Well, of course. Certainly she does, my child. Everybody knows that. That's, let me see. Una Voce Poco Fa. Well, of course, of course.
No, Mr. Jessel, it goes like this. Una voce poco fa. In il cor mi risonò, il mio cor ferita è già, il innor, o che il piepò, si l'indoro mio sarà, la giorai, la vincerò.
Now, Josephine, since this is your first visit to New York, I'm going to see that you get a royal greeting. I'm going to have you meet one of the greatest New Yorkers ever known. I think, without exaggerating, one of the most popular men the country has ever known. A man whose hand clasp I'm so proud of and whose friendship I've treasured through the years in December and in May. Josephine, come meet Jimmy Walker.
Josephine, this is a great distinction for me. I'm very happy in this meeting. Almost as happy meeting you as I am listening to George Jessel talk about Jimmy Walker. Hope you like New York. You start with a great advantage. Under the tutelage of Mr. and Mrs. Jessel, you may be sure that you'll see the best. Have a full enjoyment of it. And that you may be sure when you have left New York, you'll have a kind word for it wherever you go. Georgie, I'm very happy at this opportunity of making another public acknowledgement of my appreciation of your friendship and of the splendid showman you have been. Josephine, that's another of your advantages. In your tender years, you're learning the best traditions of the theater. But beyond that, if Georgie Jessel wasn't the great showman he is, you would have had the advantage of professionally being brought up by the finest character I know in or out of the theater. It won't do you any harm either that when the history of the motion picture industry is written, from whatsoever angle, it will never be complete until the name of Talmadge is written in its just place amongst the immortals of the motion picture industry. There's a man over here pulling his finger across his throat, which means that I must stop. I've been stopped a little more definitely than that at other times. Not only by a gesture, but Josephine, another time, I hadn't really got warmed up. I'm still listening to what Georgie said about me. And sometimes I do get warmed up to the subject and know you a little better, dear. I'll tell you the wonderful things that I forgot to say when I had an opportunity. Georgie, I'm so happy you're back. Welcome from New York or from anybody isn't necessary from you because it comes from the hearts of everybody that loves New York.
Betty, you look lovely, and thanks so much for coming, and thank you, Jim.
Would you like to see a radio star pick his wardrobe? Well, drop into Crawford, Broadway and 45th Street at 12:30 tomorrow and watch George Jessel select his summer clothes, choosing from the summer clearance sale, which is now in full swing. Refreshingly new spring and summer suits on sale for $17.50 and no charge for alterations. Shetland, Cheviots, durable worsteds and gabardines. Gabardines loomed by one of America's leading woolen mills, famous for their production of this luxurious fabric. Find two-ply lustrous gabardines in all the desirable shades, including white, in single and double-breasted models, at the sensationally low price of $17.50. Crawford is truly giving outstanding value. You must see Crawford's gabardines to really appreciate them. And here's another sensation. Crawford's cool tropical worsteds. Real hot weather suits priced way down to $14.50. Wise men are buying three and four of these suits, preparing for hot, sultry days ahead. And why not? Crawford's tropical worsteds at $14.50 before the summer starts, not when it ends, is an amazing offer. So for spring and summer clothing at sensationally low sale prices, it's Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D.
Now, Josephine, here we are at the New Amsterdam Roof. After Flo Ziegfeld produced many Ziegfeld Follies in the theater downstairs, the thought came to him to put on a midnight show up here. So he called in his famous stage director, Ned Wayburn, who coined the title Ziegfeld's Midnight Frolic. And Josephine, what Belasco was to the drama, so was Wayburn to the musical show. And Wayburn, Ziggy, and Gene Buck got together and put the show on. That was in December 1915, Josephine, 23 years ago. That's about 14 years before you were born.
How old were you then, Mr. Jessel?
Oh, I was just a baby. I remember my mama taking me to the doctor. Doctor said unless that child gives up those big cigars, he'll be sick. But anyway, Josephine, we are fortunate in having that great stage director with us here tonight. Folks, meet Ned Wayburn.
Thank you, Georgie. And congratulations, little Miss Starr. If there ever was a child named properly, it was you. I don't know of anyone in my school who has had your exceptional talent.
Well, as long as you've advertised the school, Ned, you might as well give the address and the office hours, you know? 625 Madison Avenue, open all night. You know, Ned, it seems strange that your coast-to-coast appearance on the air with us is on this very same platform that you created.
Yes, Georgie, and it brings back many fond memories. I can see this place now in all its glory, with that never-to-be-forgotten Joseph Urban setting. The tables all packed with outstanding personalities from all parts of the world. The chimes ring, the curtains part, and the people are ready to cheer. Will Rogers, Eddie Cantor, W.C. Fields, Fanny Bryce, William Rock, Francis White, Lillian Lorraine, Alan King, Ann Pennington, and many, many others. And then that parade of the loveliest girls that the world has ever seen. Marion Davies, Olive Thomas, Justine Johnson, Jessie Reed, Billy Dove, Dorothy McHale, Lillian Pashman, Margie Cassidy, Ethel Haller, and Dolores, the famous Lady Duff Gordon model. It seemed like all the beauty of the world was gathered together on this little roof.
Ned, there was an old fellow that used to sit up here every night until the place closed. He always had a beautiful girl with him. He must have had money. It couldn't have been his S.A.
That was old man Haller, George. Don't you remember him?
Oh, certainly. Old man Haller. The old chap that used to hang around the ass of the hotel in what they called Peacock Alley. I asked him one day, where do you get those beautiful girls? He said, well, I just opened my wallet and there they are. He had a cute way of becoming acquainted. Used to drop a dainty scented silk handkerchief and then he'd say, ah, good morning, Glory. Does your mother know you're out? Pardon me. Little girl, you dropped your hanky.
Oh, a lady killer, hey?
Not me. I'll bring her back alive. Say, little girl, you know your hair reminds me of Lillian Russell?
Now, Grandpa, you know that's not my hanky. You bad, bad boy. What's the idea? I didn't give you any encouragement, did I?
Don't need any encouragement. I'm a self-starter.
Then start going before you fall apart.
Me fall apart? Oh, shucks, no. I'm put together like an ox. Say, I used to play with Minnesota.
That's her business. Now, what would your father say if he knew you were flirting with me this way?
He'd make me find out if he had a friend for him. Guys, little girl, your eyes are beautiful, deep and mysterious, like pools of cold borscht. Honest they are.
Who are you, anyhow?
I'm the last of the Red Hot Poppers. Yee!
You look more like the last rose of summer.
Is that? Anybody ever tell you that you've got a figure like Anna Held?
Just a minute there, Foxy Grandpa. What's your arm doing around my waist?
Nothing yet, but give me time, honey. Give me time.
Daddy, you're altogether too rough.
Can't help it. True love never runs smooth. Don't get mad, beautiful. I'm just a lonesome old man with two tickets for the Ziegfeld Midnight Frolic tonight. Will you join me for a warm bird and a cold bottle?
Why, Daddy, I hardly know you. After all, I have my reputation to look out for. I know nothing of your background. Have you a family tree?
You bet I have, and it needs spraying right now. Come on, let's go.
Good evening, Mr. Howell. You are just in time to hear our new tenor.
Pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain, you can't escape. She is in your memory. Both morning, night, and noon, she will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty.
Wonderful, Daddy.
Not half as wonderful as you, Snooky Ukums. You know, your beautiful mouth reminds me of Gabby DeLee's. How about a little kiss?
Why, Daddy, I thought you were a gentleman.
Nah, I'm out for a good time. Nah. I love my wife, but oh, you kid, I play like a kitten and bite like a cat. I'm a one-man crime wave. Yippee! Waiter, waiter.
Yes, Mr. Holler, what I can do for you?
Serve the chicken, will you?
Sure, what is she gonna have?
Oh, never mind that, and bring some more wine.
Why do you drink so much wine, Daddy?
Couldn't sleep, doctor's orders.
And does it make you sleep?
No, it makes me satisfied to stay awake. Last night I had a dozen quarts all by myself and didn't even stagger.
You didn't?
No, couldn't even move.
Here's your wine, Mr. Hollow.
Oh, be careful, waiter. Now you've spilled half of that glass of wine all over me.
That's all right. I'll bring you a full glass right away. And here's the chicken for the lady.
Oh, how does it taste, dear? How is it, dinner rose on me?
Oh, Daddy. Taste this chicken. There's something wrong with it.
Mm. Waiter, when was this chicken killed?
We don't furnish dates. Just the bread and butter.
Oh. Well, for a spring chicken, this is pretty tough.
Well, we had a tough spring. Call me if you need me.
Say, Morning Glory, who's that lady friend just waved to you? Invite her over. Say, I'd like to meet her.
No, you don't. That's how I lost my last gentleman friend, and I've made up my mind if I lose you, it won't be darn carelessness. It'll be double pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. So you're the kind of a girl I'd like to marry.
Why should you want to marry me?
Because I'm sick and tired of my hot water bottle, that's why. Marry me, baby. I'm worth over $2 million.
Oh, sugar. Now you've gone and spoiled everything. You didn't have to mention money. Money isn't everything. How much will I have for my allowance, Daddy?
The minute you marry me, I'll give you $1,000 all for yourself.
I'll need more than that, Daddy. Remember, I'm a high liver.
You're a what?
I'm a high liver.
Well, what do you think I am, a floating kidney?
Quiet, Daddy. Here comes that new comedian, Eddie Cantor.
She's got a dog and cat, a great big picture hat, and all the boys just call her baby. She's got a dainty style and such a baby smile, the kind that makes you want to stick around a while. She's got those dreamy eyes, and every time she sighs, you forget your family. Oh, the other evening in a cabaret we spent, and when I saw the check, I thought it was the rent. But when the waiter came, she simply signed her name. That's the kind of a baby for me.
Oh, Daddy, he's simply wonderful. I wish I had a boy like him. If I did, I'd tell all New York about him.
Who knows? Someday he may have 5 beautiful girls like you. And he'll tell the whole country about him every week. More wine, waiter, more wine.
Don't drink any more tonight, Daddy. You better go home and go to bed.
Go to bed? Not a chance. Not while I'm in little old New York. Pour out the wine. Turn up the light. I will not go to bed tonight. Of all the foes a man must dread, the first and worst one is a bed. Friends I've had, both old and young. Wine we've drunk, songs we've sung. When all is done, enough is said that one and all, they died in bed. And I'll not go where all my friends have perished so. Pour out the wine, turn up the light. By gad, I will not go to bed tonight. Beautiful, here's to you. And here's to Flo Ziegfeld and all the beautiful girls in the world. A million thanks to you, Ned Wayburn.
Every spring and summer suit is included in Crawford's sensational clearance sale of only $17.50. Cheviots, Shetlands, worsted gabardines. Yes, fine, lustrous gabardines from one of America's leading woolen mills, famous for their production of this luxurious fabric. Gabardines in the desired shades, including white, in single and double-breasted models. You must see Crawford's gabardines. your greatest expectations will be fulfilled for only $17.50. And here's another sensation of Crawford's clearance sale. $14.50 for a cool tropical worsted suit before the summer starts, not when it ends. You can't appreciate the value of a Crawford Tropical until you've seen and worn one. Many men are preparing for the sweltering days with three and four tropicals. And at $14.50, with no charge for alterations, it's really a great value. The size range in this Crawford sale is complete. Sizes for everyone, whether short or tall, lean or stout. Even if you need size 52, you'll be fitted at Crawford. Fitted perfectly and with no extra charge for alterations. Watch George Jessel select his new summer wardrobe at the Crawford store, Broadway and 45th Street, at 12:30 tomorrow. Outstanding values in spring and summer clothing for only $17.50. It's Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D.
Hello? Hello, Mom?
Yes, this is George. Oh, you're calling me from the mountains. Well, that's fine. Are you enjoying yourself? Did you go boating? You didn't? Why not? They didn't fill up the lake yet. I see. Well, what did you... Oh, you met Mrs. Lewis and went to her hotel and you hired a rowboat there. Well, that's good. You say they charge $1 an hour, but they only charge you 50 cents. Well, that's probably because you're my mother. It wasn't? Oh, because the boat leaked. I see. Well, look, Mom. You know, you forgot your alarm clock. You don't need it. Well, how do you wake up in the morning? It's easy. There's a button at the head of the bed. All you have to do is press it, and they come up and call you. Well, that's wonderful. Well, I know you're going to like that place. Unishpas Falls. Yes, it's a very lovely location. You haven't had a chance to see the town yet on account of the meals? Well, what have the meals got to do with it? The sign in the hotel says what? Oh, breakfast 8 till 11, dinner 12 to 5, supper 6 to 8. After that, it's too dark. I see. Yes, I'm fine. Oh, it's great to get back in New York. Yeah, it reminds me of a speech that I made one time. New York, melting pot of the world. The blending of the worst and the best things of all types and nationalities. The freedom of all religions and the city that spurs more people on to ambition than any other city in the world. Because you just got to keep going here to be in step. Well, here's to it. Here's to New York. Here's to LaGuardia, to Al Smith, to George Cohan, Sam Harris, Grover Whalen, Max Gordon, the Schuberts, and Dinty Moore. Here's to Tammany Hall, the Bronx, the Bowery, from the east side to the west side and all around the town. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, everybody.
Tune in again next Sunday, same time, when George Jessel will bring you more laughs and more thrills. And speaking of thrills, don't forget Crawford's amazing values at the low sale price of $17.50. This program came to you from New York. This is Jerry Lawrence saying goodnight for Crawford Clothes.
George Jessel and his radio company will appear in person at the Lowe's State Theater in New York for 1 week commencing May 26th. The material for these programs is written by Sam Carlton and George Jessel. Heard on the program were Thanks for the Memory from the big broadcast of 1938 and A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody from Ziegfeld Follies of 1919. Tell Me Little Gypsy was from Ziegfeld Follies of 1920. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
WOR, the Bamberger Broadcasting Service.